Pity young Arthur. He's destined to pull the sword Excalibur from its place in a very large stone, and that's the last thing he wants. He's perfectly happy to be a squire. But King Arthur? He doesn't think so.
I'm just a squire. I carry the equipment.
Gentlemen, the time is at hand.
Arthur, it is you.
No, I can't be a king.
What's a reluctant lad headed for greatness to do? Well, at People's Light and Theater in Malvern, he teams up with a positively kooky magician named Merlin, plus the world's two clumsiest knights, a deliciously overdressed Dame of the Lake, and many others for some lessons in becoming regal. Arthur and the Tale of the Red Dragon. Oh, right, I forgot there's a very red dragon, is People's Light's world premiere panto, a special form of raucous, loopy theater with a long tradition at Christmas time on stages all over Britain and in Malvern. People's Light has become America's most prolific professional creators of pantos. This is no easy task. A panto has to be a musical and has all sorts of rules. Among them, it must twist a folk tale or a popular story and involve at least one actor playing an animal and a male actor playing an over-the-top female character. It has some sort of chase and always encourages audience response, including taking sides for or against a main character. In this show, the cast goads the audience into deciding whether Arthur has the chops to really pull a sword out of a stone. People's Light members Samantha Belomo and Pete Pryor wrote the script, and the stage company's go-to panto composer, Michael Ogborn, scored the bouncy music and lyrics. You can take the kids. They may not get the snarky jokes, but they'll laugh at everything else. The panto Arthur and the Tale of the Red Dragon runs through January 11th. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.